does.
Yeah.
Say, is this a barbecue or is the house on fire?
Oh, well, that's out of my hands. The master's at the console. I'm not allowed to touch it.
Where is the old rascal?
Gone on an errand. He'll be back in a minute. Look, why don't you all just make yourselves comfortable? I got a million things going on in there.
Thanks.
Oh, please excuse my apron.
Oh, well, it's cute.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yahoo! Isn't anybody going to say anything nice about mine, huh?
Oh, Ed, you're divine.
If I'm divine, bring on the women. And we'll all sing a little song.
Here.
And what do you want me to do with that?
Put it on your head.
Oh, funny.
My, something smells good.
Sure does.
What you smell is the finest hickory charcoal from the mountain slopes of Tennessee, overlaid with tender twigs of green sassafras.
Mm.
Serving anything with it?
Great day in the morning.
Light of my life, what did you do with the onion powder, huh?
You're not planning to ruin that perfectly good chicken with onion powder.
Are you telling me how to cook a chicken?
You know, I think it's turning cooler.
Not that I've noticed.
When I need advice on how to cook a chicken, I'll let you know. Oh, sweetheart!
Yes?
I thought I asked you to keep an eye on that while I was gone.
I did. I watched it the whole time, right from this window.
From the window? What do you got, an arm 17 feet long?
I don't know. How do you expect me to be out here staring at your chicken when I got all the things that I have to do?
It seems to me that all you had to do was turn it over one time.
You refused to let me touch it.
May I remind you that you sent me to the store, and when I went there, I asked you to turn this
over.
May I remind you that I've got a lot more to do at the office and remember a few things?
May I remind you that I reminded you?
May I remind you that we have guests?
Then I suggest that you serve them something to eat before they collapse from starvation.
Never argue with them, just belt them one. Well, I hope you all certainly do enjoy a well-done chicken.
8 o'clock. Get running. So long, kids.
Oh, goodbye, honey.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Bye, Dad. Mary, don't forget.
Bye, Mom.
Jeff, your lunch. Your lunch.
Thanks, Mom.
Yes, you're welcome.
I am going home to Mother. She has invited me to take a trip to Florida with her, and I might just do it.
Oh, well, now, don't you think it's a little late for that? I mean,
last night, for instance.
Well, what about last night?
Well, you may not have been aware of the coolness between Edward and myself, but it was there all night. And then, after you all left, well, we really had an argument. We covered just about everything.
Well, you know, Alex and I have a rule. We never go to bed mad.
What do you want me to do, stay up all night? Honestly, Donna, Edward is getting absolutely impossible lately. Impossible?
Well, now, if you ask me, I've always thought of Edward as having a very pleasant disposition.
Oh, yes, indeed. He is laughing boy with everybody else. But when he gets alone with me, well, that's the whole trouble. He goes right on being laughing boy. He has the most maddening way of never getting mad when I want him to. And then, at other times, flies right off the handle for no reason at all. And does he ever admit that he is wrong? He does not. Never in his whole life.
Well, my dear, I've yet to meet the man who...
Anyway, my mind is made up. The only thing I can't decide is, should I do it or not?
No, no. No, sir. She gets no apology out of me. I'm gonna pack my bag and off I go. I'm not even going to tell her it's a business trip. I'm not going to tell her anything. Let her wonder a little bit.
Come on.
Let her miss me a little bit. I tell you, boy, you let them get the upper hand and you are in trouble.
Now, look, Ed, in any marriage, there has to be give and take.
Yeah, but when you do all the giving and she does all the taking, I tell you, it's impossible to get into a sensible discussion with that woman. It's absolutely impossible to argue with her.
You seem to manage it.
You know as well as I do, Alex. You take a perfectly good chicken, and you cook the life out of it, and what have you got left?
Wait a minute. You didn't stay up until 4 o'clock in the morning arguing about that chicken. That's not what it was about.
Well, it was about various things.
No, what?
Well, various things.
Now, just go home and pretend it never happened. Just pretend it
ever... Oh, no. I am through pretending. She does all the pretending from now on. She's going to come to me.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, honey, I'm glad you're home. I have a lot to talk to you about.
What?
I said, I'm glad you're home. I have a lot to talk to you about.
Jeff, would you turn that thing off, please?
Turn it down, say.
Turn it off! Believe me.
Still echoing in here. What do you say, Dave?
I saw Millie today, and I had quite a talk with her.
Well, I saw Ed.
Alex, this is serious. Do you know she's talking about...
Jeff, would you,
Sure.
Don't mind me.
She's talking about all kinds of things.
I know, so's Ed, but it's just talk.
Well, I'm not so sure. And isn't it ridiculous? Because they were made for each other. It's just a matter of stubborn pride.
Well, if you ask me, it's because they've never completely grown up, either one of them. They're a couple of infants.
Which reminds me of something that you've always said. It is probably because they don't have any children.
Well, children can age you faster than anything.
Now, this is serious. See, they're not like us. I mean, they don't have anything to bind them together. Alex, don't you think they ought to adopt a child?
How about Jeff?
You're serious? Because this is serious.
Honey, adoption's a pretty complicated business, I know. I've got a case at the hospital right now. Baby up for adoption, they have to send him to the state hospital while they straighten the whole thing out.
Alex, you know a baby? Why not Millie and Ed? Couldn't they adopt it?
But honey, they might have something to say about it.
Oh, honey, this might be just the thing. Tell me about it, the baby.
Well, it's the usual story, I guess. There's a young mother in the hospital there. She's not much more than a kid herself. She's married too young, I guess. Husband's out of work. They can't support it, so...
Well, where's the baby now?
In the children's ward.
Oh.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. If I manage to stretch things a little bit, it can't stay there.
Oh, honey, this may be their salvation. Millie's and Ed's as well as
the baby.
No,
honey, don't try to arrange people's lives.
But they're our best friends.
But they're not even speaking to each other. Ed's got some wild notion of going off on a trip somewhere.
But that's the whole point. I mean, bring them together.
Now, how are you going to do that?
Well, I'll tell you, we'll invite them to dinner.
But they're not even speaking to each other. How do you know they'll come?
Well, we won't tell them. I mean, I'll invite Millie, and you can invite Ed, and we won't let either of them know that the other's coming. You see, we have the baby here.
Yeah, how are you going to do that? Kidnap it?
Well, you can just say that you want to keep the baby under observation for a few days, you see? So, we'll have the baby here, and then we'll show it to Millie and Ed. How cute it is. I mean, who can resist a baby? And then we can just casually mention that the baby is available for adoption.
Darling, nothing is that simple. Particularly, anything as complicating as adopting a baby.
Alex, don't you want that baby to find a home?
Sure I do, but I...
Don't you want Millie and Ed to find happiness together?
Of course I do. Now, look, honey, you're putting me in the position of being the heavier...
Think of the mother. That poor woman worrying about finding a home for that baby, and Millie and Ed could afford to give it the best.
But we don't even know that they want to adopt a
baby.
Think
of the baby. That poor little thing all alone because nobody cares enough.
Oh, brother. Darling. Darling, will you listen?
Alex, do you realize what's happening?
What?
Now we're fighting. Oh, Alex, he's adorable.
Aren't they all?
Oh, this takes me back.
Yeah, well, don't let it take you back too far.
Oh, Mother, he's so cute.
Isn't he?
Hey, is that it? What is it, him or her?
It's a he.
Oh. Hey, that's a healthy-looking kid.
Well, of course, Jeff. All daddy's babies are healthy. Well, let's take him upstairs.
I got the crib all set up.
Thank you.
I had a rough time getting out of the attic, though.
Yes, he is. He's a good boy. Alex? I think he looks a little like Ed, don't you?
Ed looks like him.
Oh, Alex, he's so sweet. You know, if they don't adopt him, I'm going to.
Well, now...
Do you mean that we're...
She didn't mean a thing.
Jeff, would you go down and see who that is?
Okay.
Could it possibly... Well, it must be. It's Millie or Ed.
Oh, Mother, let me hold the baby,
oh,
please.
They're early. Yes, take him, honey, and be very careful.
Oh,
yes, thank you, dear.
Hello, handsome.
Hi. Well, hi, Miss Corwin.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guess what? We got a baby.
A baby?
Yeah, only he's not ours. We just have to use him for a few days.
Millie, darling, come on up.
Oh, Donna, honey, I hope I'm not too early.
I'm glad you came early.
Do you know what he did to me? Do you know what he did? He called me up and told me he would not be home for dinner tonight. No explanation, just that he would not be home to dinner.
Yes, well...
And he did not call me himself. He had his secretary call. His secretary. Well, I just said to that secretary, I said, you can just tell Mr. Bigshot for me that he can't...
His baby listening comes.
I told her, I said, you tell him I won't be home for dinner tonight either. Hello, Alec. Oh, I'm sorry. You haven't done anything. Hi, Alec.
Hi. The little visitor.
Oh, isn't it cute?
Isn't he sweet? Now, does he remind you of anyone?
No, but it is cute. Whose is it?
Well, that's a long story, and I'll tell you as soon... Well, I'll tell you later.
Careful there.
Would you do something for me right now? Would you mind the baby for just a moment? Would you?
Oh, but Donna, I don't know the first thing about babies.
Oh, well, honey, you don't have to. All you have to do is hold him.
Yes.
Hold the head up, dear, just a little. There, yeah.
Oh. Hello there.
Isn't that nice? I'll go in and see about dinner.
No, oh, Donna, you're not going to leave me alone with this baby.
Oh, well, he'll be all right. Don't worry. No. Really.
Well, I sure do hope you know what you're doing, because I don't. Alex? Alex, please, what do I do? This baby's got the hiccups.
Come on, honey. Oh, Alex, please do something.
Oh, it's all right. Don't worry about it. Babies are tougher than you think. Yeah. Give him some water.
Will that help?
Not necessarily, but it'll make you feel better.
Well, here, Alex, I think you better
do it. No.
Well, how do you know that's what he wants? I mean, how does he know what it is?
Give him a try.
Here, honey, give it. Will you look at that? Huh? And at his age, too?
Oh, baby's pretty smart.
He is cute, you know that?
Nothing cuter. Baby's another for it. You think he'll be all right now?
I will if he will. You all right now? Well, that's good. You're a pretty good little baby, you know that? You know, I bet as babies go, you're one of the best.
What do you think? I mean, how's it going? Oh, my goodness. No. You handle that and I'll explain to Millie. All right?
And this little piggy had rose beef. And this little piggy had none. And this little piggy cried wee, 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 all the way home.
Millie, the most embarrassing thing is that... Well, it's not embarrassing. There's no reason for it to be. But, you see, I invited you to dinner, and Alex didn't tell me. I mean, not until it was too late. He didn't tell me that he had invited Ed.
Edward.
Oh, now, you don't really mind, do you? I mean, you'd be a good sport about it, Millie.
But, Donna, he'll think this whole thing is planned. He'll think I came over here and I said...
you think that?
Donna, here, take over. I am leaving.
Oh, Millie, listen, please.
I am leaving before Edward gets here.
Millie, he's here.
Ed, old man, I have to tell you, a ridiculous thing has happened.
Oh?
Talk about coincidences. Well, it's not a coincidence exactly. Donna invited her, but you see, without knowing that I... guess who turned up for dinner, of all people?
Millie.
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 Your wife, can you beat it?
Well, as a matter of fact, I wasn't going to be able to stay for dinner anyway.
No,
No, no, you see, I had a little something else going for me this evening, and I... Well, I knew you wouldn't mind, so
no,
I'll just,
Hello, Ed. Oh, Millie, you know Ed? What am I saying? You're married to him. Ed, have you noticed? We have a little guest.
Mm-hmm. Regular baby.
Would you like to hold him?
What for?
Oh, go on, hold him.
No, you better.
No, go on, just try it.
Well, all right.
Hey. Oh, which reminds me, I have some work to do in the kitchen. Alex, would you help me, please? Alex?
Oh, right with it.
Here. There's no way to hold a baby, for heaven's sakes. Haven't you ever held a baby before? Its head goes up.
Oh.
Here, give it to me.
All right.
Yes. He says, who's that great, big, rough neck pushing me around?
He didn't say anything of the kind. I was listening.
Didn't you, Doc?
What he said was, somebody get this silly female off of my neck.
Just pay him no mind, darling. It's a good boy.
Hi, Buster.
Get your own baby.
That's a fine remark. Kitty.
No tickles.
Now, where did you see that written down?
Babies do not like to be mauled.
You're telling me I used to be a baby once.
There's an answer to that, but we'll skip it.
Alex, I think we'd better get back in there.
Let's go sit down. Oh, yourself. You're awful cute. Yeah. There we are. There, that's a good boy. Oh, look at that. Isn't he the sweetest thing?
Darnest thing about babies. All the old corny tricks, but they get you every time, huh? Now, if I was to put my foot in my mouth, you wouldn't think it was cute at all, would you?
You keep doing it, though.
All right. I asked for it, I guess.
Hello, darling. Hello, dear.
You know, I don't like to say this, but he seems to like me better than he does you.
Where did you get that idea?
Well, look whose finger he's got a hold of.
Oh, well, it doesn't mean anything.
Hey, look at that little son of a gun grab right a hold of my finger. You know, that's a very intelligent baby. Whose is it?
Well, that's just what we were getting to. You see?
Okay.
Doctor?
Mrs. Stedman, I didn't know you were out of the hospital.
I hope you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind. Are you sure you're all right?
I just thought if I could give the baby his first feeding here, just this once, he may feel a little strange.
Why, certainly. Come right in.
Darling, this is Mrs. Stedman, the baby's mother. My wife.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Oh, he's such a good baby.
I know.
Well, come and see. This is Mr. and Mrs. Corwin.
Hi.
How do you do?
They've been admiring him. We all have. Would you like to hold him?
Would you mind?
My goodness, you're the mother.
Oh, he is so darling. There we go. Here's your mama.
The baby was staying with us for a few days.
He's up for adoption.
Oh.
Adoption?
You're probably all wondering what kind of a mother I am.
Oh, my dear, we...
Think I want to give him up. It's just the you understand, Doctor? Everything happened so fast. I got married, I had the baby, and then I had to go back to the hospital. And you know what that costs. Even if my husband hadn't lost his job. Poor guy. He keeps trying, and all I do is run up. We had to think of the baby. We didn't want him to suffer.
What does he do, your husband?
Oh, he'll do just about anything. He even went back to Pittsburgh to try to find work there. But it's been weeks since we've seen each other. The letters I get. I just don't know what's going to happen.
Now, look here. If your husband's in need of a job, you have him come and see me, yeah?
Do you mean that, mister?
I'll give him a job, or I'll see that he gets one.
Oh, he means it.
Honey, did you hear? Oh, I have my husband here. He won't believe it. Oh, come on. Oh. Everybody told us we were too young. But you know how it is when you want to get married. Oh. You don't stop to think whether you can afford it. You just figure things will work out. Only they didn't. But now they have. Oh, yes. Listen to me. I'm not making any sense at all.
Would you like to take him upstairs and put him to bed now?
Oh, thank you.
Why don't you let him stay with us for a while until your husband returns and gets settled? We'd love to have him.
Edward, you are, well, you may be impossible, but that was the most wonderful thing any man ever did.
Oh, go on. Anybody done the same thing?
Not one man in a thousand would have done it, and that's what you are, one man in a thousand.
All right, if you say so.
There you go, getting impossible.
Alex, this is embarrassing, right out in public.
All right, come on, you two. Break.
Oh, go away, will you?
Just one moment.
Yes?
What was that little thing you had going for yourself for this evening?
Oh. Donna, honey, would you do me a favor? Now, I know it's late to ask, but would you mind terribly, you and Alex, if we sidestep this dinner of yours tonight? See, May and I have a chance to...
No, of course not.
I know a place that has the finest barbecued chicken you ever tasted. Y'all come too. All y'all.
Hey, just shove the dinner in the deep freeze. No, you two goony birds want to be alone.
Yeah, run along. Have a good time.
And remember, no hitting in the clinches.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Well, darling, seems like we're back to babysitting again. Mm. Like old times, isn't it?
I hope you don't mind.
No.
Because babies are such fun.
Well, you're such an incurable baby lover.
Oh, I know, honey, and I can't help it.
I know. And for that reason, and out of the pure goodness of my heart, I'm going to let you take the 2 o'clock feeding.
Screen Gems film presentation, from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.